folks. This is April 7th, 2024. And tomorrow's a big eclipse going on. It's a new moon as well. I'm going to start tracking the moon cycles a little more. It is 8:38 at night, p.m. And it's been a while since I've done a podcast. So this one is going to be about the Hell Realms. So we've covered all the other realms from the Buddhist Wheel of Life. And then I'm quoting from the book Awakening from the Daydream, by David Nichter. So, but before I start reading into that, I'm going to just talk about my day. I had a wonderful day at Mount Hood Meadows skiing with my son and a bunch of friends. And I've had a plethora of social and community activities this weekend. And this last week, I just got off of a wonderful spring break trip with my husband and son. We went to Mount Baker Ski Resort, did some backcountry skiing there on the Arm and Artist Point, and it's been amazing. Did some mountain biking and glacier. Let's see, Django, my son, led a 5'8 climb, 5'9 climb, and Frenchman's Coley, Washington. Yeah, so we just had a week of activity, his week off from school. That's kind of what we do every year for spring break. And doing that every year, our traditional family things, it makes it nice. It makes it really cool because you always have something to look forward to and plan. So, and making memories. So, yeah. So that was good. And this last night, went to play music at somebody's house. And then today, went skiing with a bunch of people. So, yeah, I'm starting to adjust to the idea of having friends after motherhood, opening myself up to the possibilities of who's in my community and not being overly idealistic or attached to friends or new friends or people in my community, because I can do that and then get disappointed. So that's my personal work right now, working with people and my own social battery and social awareness, or lack thereof. Anyway, and knowing how to choose good friends. So the Hell Realm, unfortunately, I haven't been, well, not unfortunately, but haven't been much in the Hell Realm in my life, but I know I've been there at times. Or thought I was, at least. Definitely have seen my clients in the Hell Realm, and that, it's not always a fun place to be. So, I heard a quote today about the purpose of life isn't always just to be happy, it's to make life meaningful. So that's kind of like, yeah. So if you're in a hell realm, you're not always supposed to be happy, but you can get out of that hell realm and make things meaningful. So anyway, here it is. The Hell Realm, traditional imagery, possibility of any kind of pleasure whatsoever, I'm reading from the book now, has completely receded in the hell realm. There, existence has been completely overwhelmed by the experience of pain and suffering. Traditional iconography depicts a variety of hell realms, which are generally divided into hot and cold hells. Hot hells filled with hatred and violence. Cold hells are what you'd think. Makes me think of Dante's Inferno. Probably super similar. So the mindset is dominated by feelings of aggression towards others and disgust with ourselves. A hell realm mindset is characterized by bouts of uncontrollable anger or depression. Anger can lead explosively out of us when we fall into a hell realm state of mind, or it may fester and simmer to rage. This point of view, we find it easy to find fault with others, blaming others for misery and pain. It doesn't always have to be physically aggressive, it can be passively aggressive. And revenge. So it turns inward. We take ourselves the object of ridicule and resentment. I suck. My life sucks. Everything sucks. It's a polar opposite of the God realm mindset. We were always high. Everything is great. Life is beautiful. Here, We're always low. Everything's terrible. Life is ugly and I can't get it. Just don't get a second thought possibility. Okay. Sees everything in extreme. Biggest problem we face, the problem, overwhelmed by this, is we cannot see any possibility that things will change. This seems like a very static mindset. There's dead ends everywhere. Depression, isolation. It's all the worst. Just the worst. The cycle of negative emotions lead to negative expectations, leading to negative outcomes. Fuels itself. So, it makes it difficult to foresee a fresh start or resolution. When this happens, this is what we create. The Hell Realm mentality. The opportunity. The misery we experience in the Hell Realm mindset offers an opportunity to relate to the suffering of others. Look at the depths of the unhappiness that comes out of our own hellish experience and recognize that no one wants to feel this way. It's terrible to go through this isn't to say that we simply forgive the harmful behavior of others. Instead, we use our own intense experiences of hatred and depression to realize there's a deeper truth about all of us living beings in general. None of us are immune from this. So it looks like that lending compassion to others is the solution. So here's the practice. Loving kindness meditation. Very, very popular meditation. So in the Hell Realm, hatred and claustrophobia have eaten up all the space. You're in the Hell Realm. Okay. Okay, build the foundations. I'm going to go through this. Let's see. Begin by taking a comfortable seat in a quiet place, bringing your attention to your breath, settling into the present moment. Once your mind is settled, reflect briefly on impermanence, particularly as it relates to the roles that others play in our lives, strangers, friends, and enemies. Close your eyes and think of somebody you love, a friend, relative, or lover. Open your heart to them. Send them 4 positive wishes. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at ease. And say these a few times. And think about how those wishes might manifest and affect the person's life. Be creative about it. Next, the wishes with respect to yourself. Then repeat the process successively with respect to a person that neither nor dislike, somebody you don't know well or somebody you don't already have strong feelings about, and then with respect to someone you consider an enemy or antagonist. Conclude the practice by radiating loving kindness to all beings. Open your heart, sweet loving heart, to all beings, sending good wishes to all of them. Friends, oneself, strangers, enemies, humans, animals, ghosts, anyone who comes to mind, then simply dissolve the meditation and sit quietly for a moment or two. As you practice, you may notice that your enemy changes over time, and that's fine. As you mentioned already, yesterday's enemy can be tomorrow's ally. And it's fine to just notice what comes up for you when you're doing this. It's an ancient practice dating all the way back to Buddha, and it's surprisingly powerful, even if it seems too innocent or too sweet. It is sometimes easier than practicing mindfulness or awareness meditation because it has direction and content. Sometimes in a Hell Realm state of mind, it can be too painful just to sit and see what arises. So this one, you pretty much, it sounds like you just do the exact opposite of what a Hell Realm mindset is. Super interesting. Yeah, they got all kinds of amazing psychological tricks. I mean, there's a reason why this belief system, Buddhism, it works. Because, I mean, these things, these kind of belief systems that we have, religions, or this is more of a philosophy, but practices that, I mean, they've been around as long as human civilization has been around, and they're so simple, and it's amazing how we forget those kind of things. I mean, I would say Christianity has, the positive aspects of Christianity has a lot of similar kind of feel to some of these Buddhist kindness, compassion things. So, yeah, it's super interesting how, I mean, just leaning into advice like that is so helpful to think about. And we're in a weird, interesting time, right? Politics is going to be heating up this year. A lot of vitriol out there. You know, we've been living in it for a good almost 10 years now. And people have really had, I think, just marriages have been breaking up over politics and differences, and people can't discuss differences and agree to disagree. And it's just, it's been crazy. And I do see a light, you know, it seems like there's more people, definitely a collective moving in a direction of not being so reactive, but it's still out there. And these kind of things, like a loving kindness meditation towards someone who you perceive as your enemy, who, I mean, I've done this before. I've had surprisingly moments where I thought somebody was after me or didn't like me or just in my crazy brain, and realizing, oh wow, that person actually is not even paying attention to me. And I'm just being a narcissist and think I'm so important in their life. And they probably haven't even thought of me except like the one time they see me once a month or whatever. So I think that, you know, it's common for us to think we're more important than we are too. And realizing that people have pain, and it's not always, I guess, the term, one of the things in the Four Agreements, don't take it personal. It's not always personal. So, anyway, that's an interesting thing for the Hell Realms. Yeah. I started to get back into my ritual practice again, but I'm simplifying it. Simply four directions. North is future, south is past, east is morning, west is evening. What I did in the morning and the evening that day, and contemplate the things in my past and future that affecting my life. So, yeah, it's been interesting to think about bringing that back and my meditation practice, trying to drink less alcohol. Oh, and I've also been committing to clearing out my house of all the freaking crap that I collect and hoard. There's so much stuff here, and including my stuff in my kitchen. I have a lot of my son's kind of like little kid things hanging up or on the shelves. And now that he's 15, driving a car almost, I took some of that down in the kitchen, and I'm feeling better about moving forward into, like, his, I don't know, just allowing things to be moving forward into his, like, older years and just kind of being okay with it. So, these things are a work in progress for me, and I think it's important. I probably overthink things, as he says. He says he would never, my son makes fun of me because he would never have a job where you listen to feelings. Why would you do that? So, because I'm a super feeling person, but I'm also, he's very practical and he's a male. So I don't know if gender has something to do with it, but I think it's amusing and super funny. So, yeah. Yeah, thankful for my life, and this is the end of the realms talk. I might add some more things here and there. It seems like there's some more in this book, but for the most part, that's kind of it. I don't know what else I'm going to bring to the topics, but I'm just going to keep doing this. Weekly podcasting, I guess, or every few weeks, or whatever happens. So, yeah. Over now. Bye.